Action summary. Focus area. Build awareness through access to information. Vision. Public sector leaders set the tone. Actions. 1. The Victorian Secretary's Board approves the Disability Employment Action Plan to meet targets and publicly commits to delivery. 2. Each Secretary and the Police Commissioner communicates commitments to the organisation and appoints a deputy who is responsible for driving their organisational commitments and relevant whole-of-government actions. 3. Each Secretary and the Police Commissioner empowers a dedicated capability in each organisation to implement the Disability Employment Action Plan. 4. The Victorian Secretary's Board meets regularly to monitor progress, remove barriers and address risks. Outcomes. Commitment to the Disability Employment Action Plan is demonstrated at the highest level. The Disability Employment Action Plan is adopted as a component of core business, and there is a clear and transparent accountability for commitments and actions. Vision. The public sector is an employer of choice for people with disability. Actions. 5. Implement a strong communications, marketing and engagement plan. Share employee stories. Explain benefits and build community trust in the VPS being a great place for people with disability to work. Regularly report progress under the plan and replicate success stories. 6. Develop and implement an online access and inclusion toolkit. Create an online repository of Disability Employment Action Plan resources for existing and prospective employees. Outcomes: increased disability confidence and awareness across the public sector, job seeker information available in accessible formats, the Victorian community can access reports and view progress against the plan. Vision: the workplace culture embraces the contributions and talents of people with disability. Actions. 7. Implement disability awareness and confidence training for all levels of the VPS. Address barriers to employment related to the lack of disability experience, awareness and confidence. Empower all employees to identify and challenge negative stereotypes and promote positive attitudes towards people with disability. 8. Partner with and support the Enablers Network to drive cultural change. Collaborate to foster new thinking and practice to progress our objective of becoming disability confident. 9. Establish a disability employment community of practice. Set up a dedicated network that shares knowledge, experience and resources related to disability employment. Outcomes. Employees demonstrate understanding, confidence and capability to employ and support people with disability. And workplace expectations of employees with disability are met. Focus area. Attract and recruit people with disability. Vision. Interview and selection approaches result in more people with disability being hired. Actions. 10. Review and refresh recruitment and selection policies. Revisit the approach to attraction strategies, position descriptions, and selection criteria, and introduce inclusive measures, for example, explicitly encouraging people with disability to apply. 11. Scope new recruitment models for candidates who require alternative methods of assessment. Consider recruitment models such as Recruitability, offering a fast track to interview, work experience, role matching to skills and capability, for example, job carving and job sharing. Outcomes: increased awareness and understanding of diverse and flexible recruitment and selection options that enable the employment of people with disability. Hiring managers and human resources practitioners are confident and empowered to hire candidates with disability. Processes and practices are more accessible to candidates with disability, resulting in more people with disability being interviewed and selected. Vision: there is a pool of people with disability ready and willing to work in the public sector. Actions. 12. increase access to the candidate pool by exploring the opportunity for a VPS-wide arrangement with a disability-confident vendor. Source suitable candidates and ensure recruitment agencies select shortlisted candidates through non-discriminatory practices. 13. Explore and scope the development of a VPS Disability Capability Framework. Outline the knowledge, skills and capabilities to build disability confidence. Outcomes: the VPS has access to a wide pool of candidates with disability across all levels. Employees with disability receive support from disability employment agencies to ensure success in the workplace. There are sufficient candidates to meet the targets. Vision: people with disability are employed at all levels. Actions: 14. Ensure equitable access to all roles flexed by VPS employees with disability. Share information, good practice, and tools developed by departments. 15. Implement more pathways into the public sector for people with disability. Introduce a disability pathway for the Graduate Recruitment and Development Scheme and scope dedicated pathways to work experience and the Youth Employment Scheme. 16. Implement and expand the commitment to targeted employment programs. Scale the Department of Health and Human Services RISE program and the Australian Network on Disabilities Stepping into Internships program. Outcomes: all employees are empowered to identify and challenge negative stereotypes and promote positive attitudes towards disability. Employees with disability feel welcome and have the support they need to ensure equal participation in the workplace. And candidates with disability are supported into the right roles at the right time. Employees with disability are in roles that suit their knowledge, skills, and expertise. Focus area: support employees with disability. Vision: people with disability are supported to realise their full potential. Actions: 17. Implement career development opportunities and leadership development pathways. Focus on all levels for career development and VPS 6 employees and above for leadership development. 18. Provide mentoring opportunities for employees with disability at all levels. Create an opt-in initiative to support the professional development of employees. Outcomes: increased employment of people with disability across all levels of the public sector. Increased employee satisfaction and engagement for people with disability. The public sector brand is enhanced as an employer of choice. Vision: the public sector is a safe and inclusive environment for employees with disability. Actions: 19. Scope the implementation of a workplace adjustment passport and other new initiatives. Explore potential initiatives, including keep in touch days for disability-related leave or donated sick leave. 20. Scope an accessibility reporting tool for VPS employees with disability. Scope the development of a tool to record and address barriers to participation in the workplace. 21. Ensure employee assistance programs are disability confident. Scope the development of key attributes required for a disability confident employee assistance program. Outcomes: people with disability feel confident bringing their whole self to work and have access to the right support and flexibility to perform at their best. Increased employment outcomes for people with disability across all levels of the public sector. Employment targets are met by VPS departments and Victoria Police. Workplace expectations of employees with disability, such as increased workplace engagement and satisfaction, are met.